Very happy and blessed solemnity to you all. Again, thanks for coming this evening. This is a day that we take a break, just as we do every Sunday, from seasons both in Advent and Lent of penance and fasting and abstinence. So feel free to take part in something that you have given up this evening to do it for God's glory and for our Blessed Mother. You know, if we were to ask the average Catholic what the Immaculate Conception was referring to, they'd probably get it wrong. Now, of course, you are the good and holy Catholics here this evening, and you know what it's for, but many would think it's for Jesus. But it's actually, of course, for Mary. We believe that at the first moment of her conception, she was freed from original sin. Unlike every other person that went before her and after, except her son, of course, we each have been born with sin. It's passed on through the generations. So how can this be? Let's flash forward about 15 years or so to when Mary asks that same question. She's approached by the angel Gabriel and says, "How am I going to bear a child? I don't have a husband." And the angel's answer there applies to our question. How can Mary have been born and first conceived without sin? Nothing will be impossible for God. That's a miracle. But it's fitting because if original sin is passed on from generation to generation, how could Jesus, who is perfect, come from something imperfect? He had to have been born from a mother that didn't have sin from the very moment she existed and began in her mother's womb. And I think about it this way. This might be a helpful metaphor to consider. Now, I love my brothers, but let me just use my two brothers in a little thought experiment. Say I'm really upset at my little brothers. Again, I'm not, especially the baby who just produced my first nephew and the first grandchild of my parents. But say I'm really ticked at my brothers to the point where I'm going to kill them. And I think I'm going to poison them. And I know they both like Coke, so I'm going to poison a glass of Coke and give it to them. And I give it to my first brother, Andrew, and my dad, horrified, sees what I'm doing and sees that my brother Andrew is getting sick because he's drunk poison. Says, "Andrew, come here. You have to take this medicine. Here's the remedy. Take this, and you'll be okay." And dad is catching on to me because I go to give my littlest brother, Michael, the same poison Coke, and he says, "Michael, don't drink that. Your brother's nuts. He's got a couple screws loose. Don't drink that." Who did my dad save? He saved both of them, right? He saved both of them. Jesus, through the death and resurrection on the cross, saved all of us who drank that poison Coke, that sin, and through his death gave us the medicine or the antidote for us, so that we may be saved. And with Mary, he said, "Don't drink that. I'm preventing you from consuming that even to start with." Now, the amazing thing about Mary is that from that moment on, she was without sin. But that didn't mean that she was like a robot or a puppet. That each and every moment of her life, she chose not to sin. We heard her say today those great words that transformed all of human history, indeed the entire cosmos. "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." But she said that every moment, every second of her life. She said it thousands and thousands of times. We believe that she was without sin. Well, there's very interesting parallels between what we heard in the Annunciation and what we heard in the first reading, going back to the Garden of Eden. A mystical creature approaches a woman in both cases. In the garden, it was Satan. And it was Eve who ate of the forbidden fruit. And then notice how the blame game starts. God says, Eve, what have you done? Well, the serpent gave it to me. Adam, what have you done? Well, Eve gave it to me. It's nobody's fault. Then in the gospel, this mystical creature, the angel Gabriel, comes to Mary. Mary did not pass the buck. She did not say like Eve did, oh, it was go with somebody else. There's another one more worthy than I am. She said, no, the buck stops here. Behold, let it be done to me according to your word. And as Mary was the new Eve, she gave us Jesus, the new Adam. This is so essential for our faith and our life. And it all started with her parents, Joachim and Anne, and an Immaculate Conception. And what that means for us, first, is that we should strive when we're tempted, when we're living our daily lives, our normal lives, to say, be it done to me according to your will, Lord. We should ask for her intercession. We should ask for her intercession on behalf of our country. Did you know the Blessed Mother, under the title of the Immaculate Conception, is our patroness for the United States of America? She's the one, under that title, we should continue to pray for our country. So today, this evening, as we continue this great solemnity, we ask our Blessed Virgin Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mother of the Immaculate Conception, pray for us.